This is the Egging Edging support file. It includes a few ideas I used when installing this trigger in my own habits, a meditation on expectation, and a brief discussion of ritualized trance practice. I think each of these might help people to drop deeper for this one, so it began as the realization that while I do edge a lot and squeeze a lot, and I even sometimes like putting a toy in and squeezing enough to push it out, ultimately, all of that is just one manifestation of one set of pleasures. But I like my shoulders rubbed and my neck caressed and the backs of my ears kissed, backs of my knees touched, and there may be things that work best for you that aren't easily worked into a normal set of masturbation instructions. Those neglected bits of you forming the core of a pleasure orb in your core. And when I first visualized it, it was there. Then feeling it drop down and slowly push through a passage. Well, that was a warm feeling in the first place. And the idea that edging is slowly spinning a cocoon around or wrapping like a pearl coating a grain of sand, an outer shell, and then your body slowly cracks that open for pleasure as you push and push. So this egg is a hypnotic existence, a pearl of thought and idea. And how do you reinforce that? How do you add to that? Well, that partly depends on whether you're solo or you have someone you trust with your instructions and triggers and the awareness that you've trained yourself to have certain responses. But if you are solo, then do use toys, either to edge better, which might allow the pleasure haze to help you, or to give you a sensation to reference. Use toys one time, then go without them, and imagine the egg sliding out of you as granting that same amount of pleasure, accelerating your nerves upward. How do you do that? Well, in my case, it feels like this. I can clench my pelvic floor, or my butt, or run my hands over my thighs, or all these things start a kind of tingling. And if I savor that tingle and let it build up, then it's just like edging. I'm getting nearer and nearer to a kind of euphoria. Now, it may be discounted a little from actually climaxing, but learning to savor it means I can add everything together. And the idea of something being inside and pushing out, well, put two fingers inside and push with my muscles. That's how I did that. Or using indirect vibration from a Hitachi magic wand over my erogenous zones, then simply exploring how that feels. Having a firm sense of your erogenous zones and how to stimulate them will add to that initial pearl of euphoria and give your eggs a higher pleasure set point to begin with. You want an egg? Please let me egg. Oh. And there are ovipositor toys out there. Make sure to use them safely, but spend your time squeezing whatever voluntary muscles you can to simulate internal sensations. Slide toys in and out of yourself while savoring, squeezing, or even releasing them and holding them inside with just your muscles, then pushing them outward. This can all be a big help. Know what it feels like to simulate the underlying metaphorical structure you're using to build the experience. Suspending disbelief is something a lot of people balk at, but hypnotic trance is a ritual and paired performance activity with a lot of impetus and pleasure pressure and habit behind it, just like much BDSM scene work. A lot of ritual is just about learning to turn something into an anchor, develop a context-based parallel awareness where you have an ordinary you who proceeds. Then when one of your triggers is said by someone you trust, including you, or when you hear it on a recording, or when you find a way to surprise yourself with it, and that's another trigger tip, surprise yourself with it. But yeah, when you have a parallel awareness of what you're planning to do next time your most prominent trigger phrases come to mind, then when you experience one of your hypnotic contexts, let it crest over you like the sunrise. slide out of you like a pleasure egg, but containing memory, anchor, context, rules in a bottle. I hope you can see that as a possibility. If you purely physically drum a kind of sensation, like the etching, into yourself in trance, eventually the euphoria of falling, fading, sinking, focusing, learning, the euphoria from simulating a state that you fetishize and enjoy, and so heavily associate with feeling nice, that will link itself to the etching, which then can link to the coming, and the erogenous zones, and the feeling there's something big and warm inside. Egg for me, I was very happy with the phrasing, because when I just am having fun and getting horny and I say it to myself, well, a trigger is as powerful as your act of looking out for, savoring, and responding powerfully to it. For one thing, it'll encourage your partner to use it that way, or your friend, or your hypnotist, or you in recordings. If you know you're versatilely skilled in being helpless for your triggered, egging response, that's gonna make you so much better at it. Once you've done it enough times, I want to egg for me, and so on, even directed at yourself. When you react to that with surprise and then a ready acquiescence, a slowly dawning smile, and hands going where they belong, well, suffice to say, then you will have done it. Egg for me, it's an egg for you. Request it, command it, surrender to it, use it to put out all your pent-up horny feelings into the universe. In waves of euphoric non-thought, out and out and making a hypnotic flourish, or habit, trigger, or conditioned reflex, into a useful one for the functioning of the mind or organization of your sensual affairs. It is another trick to add to your mainline sexual experience. I know I will love this, and I know you will too. So let's cooperate and create something new. Egg with me, flex and clench. My insides get all hot and pent up, you know, edging is like introducing ripples into the pool of your pleasure in the first place. So another visualization enhancement would be to think of the egg as rocking and vibrating to and fro as it moves through your little passage and stretches, moves, empties and opens your mind and dumps out everything inside into an egg filled and covered with layers of pleasure that pop, pressure that pop, if you put them out of your body, push, good. And every time you summon one, call on your triggered ritualized response, you will get to enjoy. This is what you can do. Build an existing response that is powerfully tied to egg for me. An egg for me, I want to egg, let me egg, please let me egg. You can go anywhere on the scale of pleading, and your body will oblige, and your mind along with. These are the only tips I could think of, but yeah. Count how good it feels. Figure out where the breakpoints are for you. Sometimes the way to make a trigger more memorable, more part of your play, is to let yourself respond to it in a powerful way. Let yourself pretend that you're truly helpless when you hear it. Play it out in your brain. And then experiment with resisting for a while. Resist until you do come and feel something slide out of you at the same time, an orgasmic burst of feelings on top of an orgasmic burst of orgasm. All of it sourced from the erogenous zones long ignored, from places that feel good during massages rather than sex, and from places you end up fondling yourself while you're edging or while you're being touched. You know how to do it. You have known all along how to do it, how to apply to yourself pleasure, light, and heat. These are important. Confidently, continuously, egg with me. And now you've learned what I have to say, and I hope you keep practicing, because I'll tell you, I'm using this every day, sometimes as a reward at the end of it, sometimes just to remind me that I am not in control of my sensual urges. I am merely someone in charge of keeping them fed. Good luck out there.